Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. It happened again this past Friday. Innocent people died because of gun violence. People were murdered on the street, at Santa Monica City College, and in a home. 5 people are dead. The news online, on paper, and on the air is still attempting to piece together what and why did it happen. But I wonder, did you come to church today with those questions? Or has Friday already been pushed aside? Or did Friday's deaths remind you of the even bigger loss of life when the children and teachers of Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut were killed several months ago? Death reminds us of death. But actually, I would rather not talk about death or people killed again by gun violence. Death and suffering triggers sadness, takes us to dark places, and we can feel hopeless. But today, we enter the mystery of pain and death because that is what the Word of God has set before us in these readings we just heard. The reading from 1 Kings and the Gospel of Luke speak of death, the death of the only 2 sons of 2 widows. But the grace of the readings uncovers for us the character of God as one of compassion, as one who can renew life. The God of compassion knows our needs, the desires of our hearts, what we face, and what we feel. We have probably found ourselves in moments when our world has come crashing down around us. Very often when this happens, some of the first words we might say is, "How could this have happened?" Or, "Why did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this?" We want answers. We want to know how to fix something and make it better. So one of the hardest moments to accept, perhaps, is the one in which you discover that there are some things about which you can do nothing. There are some things in life that you cannot control, like the moment you die. But who here today, at some moment in their life, has not prayed for a miracle? Who has not called out to God for relief when suffering was overwhelming? The pain might have been emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical. The pain might have been from illness, the death of a loved one, financial ruin, chronic pain, divorce, depression, addiction to drinking or drugs, rape, violence, injured children, abuse, mass trauma. The list is very long indeed of circumstances that shake us, unnerve us, and upset our attitude about life. At some level, we think life should be a certain way. And when it is not, we are shaken and our faith tested. The Bible, therefore, gives us stories to match our feelings and needs. The widow in our first reading was extremely angry and lashed out at Elijah. She had to blame someone for her son's death. The widow of Nain was overcome with a sense of abandonment and grief, even though she was surrounded by people who cared. In these tragic moments, God was present, but in different ways. In the first reading, we heard the obedience and trust of the widow.